Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Astrology News Report. Today is August 12, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, the ancient science of light applied to our modern times at astrologynewsreport.com.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's begin our first segment, a review of the past week's events. Let's check with the Saturn-Rahu conjunction as the planet of the established order and the significator of transformation get closer together in the heavens. Change comes to the establishment. The Washington Post, a venerated newspaper with a 136 years long history going back to 1877 and owned by the Graham family since the 1970s, has been bought by billionaire Amazon.com founder and CEO Jeff Bezos.
Mars and Jupiter are still together in Gemini, the planet of conflict plus the planet of beliefs in the sign of two points of view. Despite the best efforts of foreign diplomats from the USA and Europe, reconciling the two bitterly divided sides in Egypt has again met with failure, and President Morsi remains in prison. The crisis is reaching a dangerous new phase with more violent protests, more bloodshed, more repression from the security forces. The potential for a civil war looms.
Mars is the planet of attack, and Jupiter is the planet of banks and bonds. The SEC and the Department of Justice filed a civil lawsuit last Tuesday against Bank of America, claiming the bank defrauded investors when it sold mortgage securities backed by more than $855 million of residential mortgages, which the bank knew were likely to become delinquent.
And another Justice Department lawsuit is proceeding against another big financial player. J.P. Morgan Chase is facing criminal charges and investigations from no less than 8 federal agencies, a state regulator, and 2 European nations.
It's interesting that the founder of this bank, old J.P. Morgan himself, evidently was a true believer in astrology. He actually said, millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do.
Really? Well, I didn't know that, but before we leave Mars's attack on Jupiter, let's note that our own president is also manifesting this energy. Obama came out in favor of a bipartisan push to replace 2 government-supported mortgage operations, namely Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
These events in the financial sector also qualify as manifestation of the Rahu-Saturn combination, that is to say, a change to the establishment. All of these institutions are long-standing parts of the financial system here in the USA. In fact, Fannie Mae goes all the way back to 1938.
Really? Okay, meanwhile, over there in the USA chart, Mars is still transiting in the 7th house of relations with partner countries. Being the planet of conflict, Mars is not conducive to smooth operations in the house of relationships. And so we have U.S. displeasure over the Edward Snowden affair, producing some fallout. President Obama has indeed canceled his upcoming powwow with President Putin.
But a reason for the cancellation that got more news coverage was Obama's concerns over gay rights in Russia.
Really?
The transformational combo of Saturn and Rahu in the sign of balance, harmony, and compromise, that is to say Libra, puts a lot on the table for issues ripe for change. Attorney General Eric Holder has come out in favor of a more reasonable war on drugs. Quote, I think there are too many people in jail for too long and for not necessarily good reasons. The war on drugs is now 30, 40 years old. There have been a lot of unintended consequences. There has been a kind of decimation of certain communities, in particular communities of color.
Well, perhaps one of the good things that comes out of Saturn and Rahu together in Libra, the sign of balance, will be legal structures that are more fair and just. Current situation certainly out of balance, yes.
And in fact, I checked on the timeline for this so-called war on drugs, a phrase coined by President Richard Milhouse Nixon, and it is and it is specifically tied to a federal law called, get this, the Comprehensive Drug Abuse Prevention and Control Act, yeah. which came into force on October 27th, 1970.
That's interesting. A real mouthful to say, too. But anyway, well, this is, yeah, the point you're making then is that this is nearly 43 years of spending trillions of dollars on a war we aren't winning and millions of casualties in the form of non-violent recreational drug users having their lives destroyed by being sent to prison.
And get this, right. for some added astrological bonus points, Uranus, is within a degree of being exactly opposite to the position it was when the law went into effect.
Right, and that illustrates a particular astrological principle, which is that when a planet transits opposite to where it was at the start of something, it indicates a culmination or realization of that endeavor. Sounds like we are finally having a realization of what the war on drugs has brought us.
And still on the matter of drugs, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, chief medical correspondent for CNN, who was once even being considered for a post in Obama's administration, last week came out in favor of medical marijuana, or at least an apology for being so wrong on his past position. Let me quote him, please, right now. "We have been terribly and systematically misled for nearly 70 years in the United States, and I apologize for my own role in that."
Yeah, there's another angle here on the USA chart. It's quite interesting in light of the fact that the USA is in its Mars major period, and in the USA chart, Mars rules the 12th house of prisons and prisoners, and at the same time, Mars rules the 5th house of recreation and amusement. And so we get fun and prison simultaneously. All right. Here's one for Jupiter, planet of law and judgment, which is still in Gemini and will be for, well, almost a year. The sign of the twins, which gives us double jeopardy. All right, so Apple Computer won its lawsuit against Samsung in a U.S. court where a jury found Samsung guilty on two counts of copying Apple's iPhone and iPod designs and awarded Apple a cool $1 billion.
Which is the reverse of what happened in a Tokyo court last year where Samsung won against Apple. There you go, Jupiter and Gemini, two different judgments.
Yeah. Well, okay, I guess that'll do it for this week's review, and now we'll move on to part two for a look at what's coming up this coming week.